Okay, so my name is Tim Jones, and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square, London. It's the 5th of September, 2009, and the time is 13 minutes past 9 in the evening. Can you please tell me your name, your age, and where you come from?
I'm Dan Wheeler, I'm 32, and I'm from Paddington.
Okay, when was it you found out about the One Another Project?
Probably about two months ago now. And then it was just on the news, the first woman was going up there and she was releasing all her balloons. Me being the curious person that I am, I'll have a look. Apply now. Do it. Don't stand a chance in hell. Really, I don't. In bed one night, my phone goes off thinking, who the hell wants me now at this time of night though? So I wake up, get it, it's one of my emails will come in. Congratulations, you've got a place. I'm thinking, no, I haven't. Oh my God. I sort of scroll down, see what time it was. Saturday night. Right, flick through the roster quick. Oh, I'm working that day. Oh, let's just do it anyway. We're phoning sick if we have to phone in sick to do it. End of. And that's it.
Great. So what was it, what would you say your motivation was to get involved?
I don't think there was any motivation. I think it's just I like unusual things, and if I see something unusual or something daft or something like that though, I'm the first one to sort of try it, go, oh, I'll give it a whiz, you know. And this just sort of, you know, I always watch the news first thing in the morning, and that sort of just caught my eye.
What other stuff have you done?
What other stuff have I done? Oh, God. I'm trying to think, what have I done, though? It's so low. With my living, it's just like, I don't really get chance to do most, you know, a lot of things, though. Because I'm sort of like in and out of the country quite a bit. So it's just like, mad.
So what is it you do for a living?
I'm a flight attendant for BMI. Been there 9 years. And I thoroughly enjoy that. And that's a nice way of seeing the world and seeing different people and everything like that.
What got you involved in doing that in the first place?
Probably mum, because mum used to do it. And as kids, we were always told stories of where she's been and everything like that. And then one day we were just out, me and my sister were out in Earls Court, and they spotted my sister, and she's blue-eyed and blonde, suits the image completely. Have you ever thought about doing it? No, I'm studying psychology at university. Then they see me and I'm dark, and obviously most of the boys you will always find are always dark. And have you thought about doing it? And I was like thinking, no, not really. And I was, you know, in the job that I was working, it wasn't really sort of going anywhere. I'll give it a whiz, why not though? Sort of 2 or 3 weeks later, I get an interview, and I thought, well, most people don't get in first time with their airlines. It's just not the norm. Got a letter, congratulations, you're in. And straight away then, and they've been there 9 years, and just never looked back, I don't think.
So what would you say the best bits of art? Getting to see the world, flying around, everywhere.
Sunbathing, having summer, you know, you just don't get it here. And now at least in winter time, I look as though I've got a tan most of the time though, because we spend a lot of time in the Middle East, which is lovely. I should adore it. Which I should be there now, but I forgo it, you know, to do something completely weird.
So what is it you're going to do when you're up on the plinth?
Just going to stand there, just see Trafalgar Square probably from a different angle, to tell the truth, because when I did it, everyone at work kept saying, but what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You know, you've got to do something unusual. I'm thinking, I have no idea what to do, though. And people are saying, do this. And I'm thinking, no, I'm not standing up there doing it. No, no. And then one of the girls in the office says, you know, she's got, you know, a lot of friends with cancer and everything like this. So she says, you know, can I, you know, phone up a few places for you? Yeah, go for it. So she organised it all for me. I said, okay, I'll do it for you. So here we are.
So what are you going to be taking up onto the plinth?
A big inflatable coffee mug for McMillan nurses for their big coffee morning they've got coming up.
And can you tell us a little bit about the coffee morning?
Do you know what? I really don't have a clue, to tell the truth. You know, it was sort of like all completely last minute. And she just said basically, when she phoned me up, Sam, you know, they just have a huge coffee morning to raise money. And it's just quite an easy way of raising money, because most people at 11 o'clock... normally in an office go for coffee and everything like that though. So if you're gonna, you know, pay a pound, get your coffee, muffins, everything like that. I mean, we do it at work, you know. It's a really nice, easy, simple way of raising money for
Yeah. And how about being a part of Anthony Gormley's One Another project, being a piece of art in Trafalgar Square? What's that like?
Do you know, it's going to be really nice though, because my sister's just having her first kid as well though, and I said to my mum on the tube today, I said, do you know what, you know, it's a one-off sort of thing though, it's never going to be done ever again though, and out of 2,400 people, you know, I'm one of 2,400 to stand on that fourth prince, and I can probably bring him or her here and say, I've been up there, I've stood up there for a whole hour, one Saturday night, and you know, it'd probably look at me and think, God, you were off your head. I said, anyway. I think we put all 2,400 probably, you know, all thought the same thing. I don't stand a chance really in getting up there. You know, the amount of people that probably sort of seen it, applied for it.
And who would you say you're doing it for?
Who would I say I'm doing it for? Probably for, I don't know. It's not just for myself, probably just for, you know, just for everyone really. You know, because I think everyone would like to be up there though. You know, if you could say, you know, you could take, you know, your best mate up there or someone with you, they'd probably jump at the chance. But you're not allowed to though.
How did you describe yourself on the website?
How did I describe myself? Quite loud, enthusiastic, I think it was. Because in my job, you just have, you know, even if you don't feel great, first thing in the morning, you have to get on that aircraft and look and feel as if you've, you know, you've been up and you're just raring to go, even though you probably feel like, you know, some days, like tomorrow morning, when I go back to work at 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm not going to be one to go, but I'm just going to go, go in there. Yes, did you all see me there? I had my whole hour of fame. Not 15 minutes, like most people do. I had an hour. I mean, I think, you know, when I get to work tomorrow, I'll be really, really excited. So I probably won't sleep tonight, to the truth.
And well, yeah, what effect then do you think your hour, what effect would you like it to have on those that see it and also on yourself?
The people that have seen it, I think, you know, probably really proud of me for doing something completely mad, really. I mean, because my mum just said, you know, when I first told her, she just says, why do all my children have to do such stupid things? And I'm thinking, well, it's not stupid, really. It's a very clever way of, an artistic way of doing it. You're just getting 2,400 people to do something. And I said, you know, it's just nice being part of something like that, because I don't think he'll ever do it ever again. Something else, you know, hopefully someone's going to decide to put something on the fourth plinth eventually. I don't think, maybe it'd be me. You never know, you know. They might actually do a nice bronze statue of me, because I might actually do something, you know, in a couple of years' time. Though I think, okay, then he can have that. He can have that place on the fourth plinth.
And how about in your spare time? What do you get up to?
Spare time, if I get any, to be honest, it's normally bed, because we don't get a lot of spare time to ourselves. If I do, I usually get, you know, gym, the usual, go out, catch up out with everyone, because my hours are so all over the place. Oh yeah, sometimes it can be like 4 a.m. starting and not finishing till like 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon, starting at 4 p.m. not finishing till midnight. And it's just catching up with everyone that you can, when you can, sort of thing. So, and it's like I've got a week off coming up, which I'm so looking forward to. Can't wait.
What are you going to do with it?
A week in Portugal, and I can't wait. Hopefully, there's going to be more sun.
And what hopes and fears, plans do you have for the future?
Plans I've got for the future. I probably still see myself flying for another good, I'd say, 5 years. I thought I'd give myself another, because now we start just flying to the Middle East and everything like that though, and the company keeps changing. From when I first started 9 years ago, it was just purely Europe and the UK, and we've cut back so much, and now we're going a bit further afield. So I'm hoping, you know, we're going to go further and further and further, and eventually sort of like get somewhere like Australia, do the States. I mean, I've been there on holidays and things like that though, but it's just, it's not, it'd be nice to sort of get paid to go there as opposed to me having to pay to get there, sort of thing. So hopefully I'll work my way up a bit more through the company. But no, I do like my flying at the minute though. I don't really like to look too much into, you know, to try changing it, because I'm very, you know, very, very happy with my job. I know there's loads of people that whinge and they go, oh God, I don't like my job. okay, I whinge when I get up in the morning at 4 a.m. think, God, why do I do it? But when I get to work, I know why I do it. You know, and it's very, to me, it's a quite rewarding job. Even though people don't see it as what they used to, I don't think, it's, to me, it's quite rewarding.
And what do you think, like, post-flying, what do you think, what things might kind of interest you? What do you think you might see yourself going into?
I'd love to do interior design. I love watching all those tacky programs where they buy homes, do them up, and you sometimes just look over them and think, I could do probably better than that. I've got a rough idea if that colour doesn't go with that, or that won't go with that, and things like that. But I'd like to try something like that, though, but I know it's very, very hard to get into. But a lot of crew do leave, and some of them have become nurses, some have gone to the police force and everything like that, though. And some of them have come from, like, the police force, and they've got degrees and everything like that. And it's made people think that flight attendants are quite thick, that, you know, all we do, tea and coffee, point out a few exits, and that's it. But I've come across some very, very clever people that, you know, a lot younger than me, and they've done a lot more than I have at my age. And I'm thinking, you know, okay, we're not all thick, though, really.
And how about what things would you say are most important to you at the moment in your life?
I don't really have anything that's, like, particularly important to me. You know, I look out for, like, most people. I've got my family and everything like that, all my friends. And if anything did happen to them, I'd be there for them. You know, but there's no one in particular person or anything that's important to me. That's a really odd sort of question to ask people, because, most people probably would say the same thing, though, I think.
And finally, how are you feeling before you go up on the plinth?
I think that about 5 to 10, it'll all sort of hit in that I'm actually going up there for an hour. Now I'm all right, though, sort of looking at it and everything like that, though, but sort of, like, going out there, walking out there and everything like that, I think that's probably when it'll hit, you know, the adrenaline run and everything like that.
Great, thank you very much.
I hate interviews.